Yeah, Hot 97, Funk Flex, sponsored by MGM, Blood and Chocolate, in theaters Friday, January 26th, of course. Call me, 1-800-223-9797, if you want to talk to 50 Cent, 50 Cent in the building.
Yeah.
Biff was popping.
I mean, anything good, man.
I see, you know, when I see you the most, it's usually on the internet in a new car with the cops harassing you.
Yeah, man, it's been crazy, man. After they pulled me over in a Lamborghini.
Uh-huh.
Because like, I just, what happened was the car just came from Los Angeles.
Okay.
So I just got it shipped to New York and Will from
shout out to the Unique Audio.
Yeah. He had put a sticker over the plate.
Okay.
That's how I got pulled over. I didn't even know, you know, the back of the car is up higher than.
Okay.
And once you get in the car, I didn't go to the back to check the plate.
You're just trying to get it popping.
Yeah, I'm trying to ride out. You know what I'm saying? And then they see me switch a lane and then pull me over. But
just so that you know, New York, Jersey, Connecticut, Biff just showed me his license.
I got a license.
So he's official.
Yeah, let me tell you, I'm in Harlem. I'm riding the Sabrina.
Okay.
That's my 84 Regal.
Just that you know, New York, that's the car I did for the big homie, you know what I mean?
Got the flames all in the front, you know, digital dash, you know.
Let them know what it is.
Oh, man, I mean, like, everything's state-of-the-art brand of stuff in there, B. You know what I mean? You might see 84, I'm seeing, you know, I'm seeing 2007. You know what I'm saying? For real, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And, you know, you find out what you get next to me playing with your gas pedal. I hit mine.
There's a difference out here.
A huge difference, man.
So, man.
But while I'm in Harlem, and like the one little kid noticed me and it was like, "Mom," and he ran, and then he ran into the street because it was so many, like it was so much traffic still that they just ran out to the street. And people recognized it was me in the car, and I was in the car by myself. So the cop comes to the side of the car and goes, "Come on, come on," like to help me move through the people who came into the street. And then it turned into they're telling me to tell you to pull over.
Oh, man. He's like, come on, come on.
So I took my license out, I showed it to him. And he said, oh, okay, you're legit.
He was hoping you wasn't official.
Yeah, then he asked me, the same guy asked me, okay, yo, can I take a picture with you? That's fine. I was like, if you don't get the fuck this car right now, man.
You gotta move.
Yeah, man, I gotta go.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. All right, it's been so long since I want to go backwards a little bit.
Yeah.
And touch on a few things. First of all, Game was on Angie's show.
Yeah.
And he said that he's open, willing to move forward with this situation and maybe fix it up. Was it sincere?
Well, I don't think anything's sincere for him.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, he's emotional. He just does things. Like, he do one thing and then go in the opposite direction in front of you. You know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what he's saying to me. Like, I haven't even got started on the situation and I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, probably no one's noticed that I didn't even respond to him on record. Like, I made a freestyle.
Okay.
And I never wrote a record in response to him because the bottom line is this, man. In Game situation, he signed to a production deal, which means, let's say he was given $1 million.
Uh-huh.
Man. 40% of that $1 million is taken out by the production company.
Which is so G-Unit.
No, this is the production company he signed to away from G-Unit.
Oh.
So he'll receive
$600,000
of the $1 million. And then 25% that's breaking up between the lawyer and management fees, that's the usual fees, will be probably $150,000.
Mm.
And then $450,000 after taxes is not even $250,000. Which means every $1 million that you make is a quarter.
Okay. That's not official.
Yeah, that's not. My next album is my last album. That's what makes you say that after you've put all your effort into the work that he did on his album and it not showing returns. It's not a 50 Cent problem. It's a financial problem based on how he did his deal.
So there's no room to put this. This is not going to patch.
Well, we won't be friends based on the disrespect he displayed. But I don't have, I'm not pursuing anything.
Okay.
But I actually have no interest in it outside of my 25% of the profits that's made off of the project, period.
It's Hot 97, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. Now.
You only got three more albums to do.
Three more? And then in your deal.
And the five album deal that he signed.
Well, fifth, a lot of people don't make albums after five.
I mean, a lot of people don't make album three.
Okay.
You know?
I mean, I remember at one point, you and Lil' Kim wasn't moving good.
Yeah.
Has it changed? Things moving better now?
Well, we haven't had any communication.
Okay.
So when that happens, it stays the way it was. You know, like, before she went away, I think she said some things, and she had something on the end of one of her records, like a video.
You don't miss nothing, bro.
No, I don't. I'm paying plenty of attention to them. See, I don't understand. I love them. They're my family.
You don't.
You know what I'm saying? It's all part of what I do. So I wake up, I go to sleep with them. They're all a part of it, like, so, and everything. Like, I'm sure that there's artists that hate the fact that they can't even have a meeting to get a new artist, to get a record deal. And you say, it's hot? It's hot as 50? they come straight at you with that, because you stuck with me, baby.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
When can we expect a new 50 Cent album?
Oh, man, trying to be here for the summer. Be warm. Yeah, I'm good. I'm already
moving.
I got some pieces, yeah.
75-759, call me. 1-800-223-9797. Okay, end of the top 88. We're gonna go into the number 5 song on the top 88 countdown. Now, end of the top 88. We're gonna play. We got a couple things to play. Only cause Fifth's here. Fifth asked me about. We're gonna play them. We got a couple.
Yeah, we gotta play it.
I'm gonna play. I got a couple Jay-Z things, a couple True Life things, a couple Cameron things, and a couple Hell Rel things. And we're gonna play that, and I want to see what your opinion is on this whole movement. Let's go on to number 5 song, Make It Rain, remix, Fat Joe featuring R. Kelly. Fat Joe, has anything moved? How's it moving with you, Fat Joe? Have you been able to?
We haven't had any communication.
Actually, since I have not seen y'all, y'all had a little, the MTV Awards.
Oh, yeah, we ran. He got, Vamanos. He got the jogging.
That's what happened.
He got up out of there.
Well,
he said what he said.
I saw, you know, it seemed like it was definitely some activity happening there.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, it ain't even.
This ain't never too much for you, man. This ain't never too much. Like, as I'm writing the list here, and I'm writing, you know, New York, I'm writing a list of who to ask for about who he's not getting along with. And the list, man, is mad long. See,
you know what? You know what happens in New York City?
You have a problem with a real talk. You got a problem with, like, 15 rappers at least, and that's probably the ones that you know.
Yeah,
you know,
and the other ones are upset and didn't tell me. You understand what I'm saying? It'd be subliminal. The truth is this: look, success makes people uncomfortable. And when you have a record sell 10 million, it's 12 million now, but 10 million at that point, the artists can't even see themselves. They can't honestly say to themselves they're gonna have a record perform that well.
Okay.
So it kind of, because hip hop, it's usually to compete. It's a competitive art form, and it's more competitive than all the other art forms.
Super,
you know, yeah. So it's like, it was no reason for KRS to do what he did to Shan. You know what I'm saying? But the bridge is over. Was the bridge is over, baby?
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it was, and you got numerous situations that came like that. You know what I'm saying? It was just them competing at that point. And the new terminology for battling is beef, because they say things that are actually being said in the environment that makes you feel like, whoa, those beef words, like. You see him, you ain't supposed to say nothing back. You supposed to buck him for that. You see what I'm saying? Like, nah, so don't say nothing back to that, man. We see him when we see him. You know, and it's not that. It's still them being competitive, but they just, it transformed. Like, I think it went from Kane ruling to B.I.G. ruling.
Mm-hmm.
From Kane, it was, you put a cord in your ass, you played yourself. It was a punchline. And then when Big came, it went from that to the actual Brooklyn mentality and the lifestyle in the music.
Mm-hmm.
They was able to shape the music. It started to change there. You know what I mean? And from there, like the artist, you can't help them but being a little uncomfortable.
It's your beefing, baby.
With your presence, yeah.
Now, and I don't think you ain't street beefing, but you are musically.
I'm addressing them. To keep them coming, like,
is it always going to be this? Did you make up your mind before you got hot and before you had a hit record?
I already knew these things was going to happen. See, look, the kids touch the stove, you say, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Some people say, don't touch the stove, it's hot, and the kid still burns his hand. I smack his hand. I say, don't touch the stove, it's hot. And he looks at me and he's knowing I'm serious. And my son goes, okay, I'm not going to touch the stove. And that's what these rappers do with me. They say, okay, I'm not gonna touch the money. Because 50 said, don't touch the money, it's hot. I'm serious, New York City. You know what time it is. Like, I think in some situations, you got to get out. You got to really do. You got to ruin a few careers. You got to destroy them.
Whose career you feel you've destroyed? It's over.
Ja's a rap. That's a rap.
Who?
I could write Ja Rule's next single and no one will like it.
Done. You're saying it's over.
Done, man. You can't convince the general public to like something that they decided not to like anymore. 50 Cent didn't knock on everybody's door and say don't like Ja Rule's music anymore. They don't like Ja Rule's music anymore.
They get into a zone, New York. You gotta see his whole face.
They don't, man.
And his jawbone and his veins. He's getting into a zone.
It gets crazy. Like I didn't do it. You can't.
Oh, it's Hot 97, Funk Flex 50. I mean, I still got Lil Wayne on my list. I still got Jay-Z on my list. Oprah, Nas, Kanye, Puff, Samuel Jackson, Jadakiss, Styles, Jim Jones. You got a long list, Fifth. Don't forget New York. I got the Cadillac truck I'm giving away. You can get that. Text me if you're trying to get it. Also, don't forget, Angie Martinez got a birthday bash cracking this Friday, Avalon. Don't forget, Angie and Enough are going to be at Abyss for their birthday bash next Wednesday. And don't forget, tomorrow I'm at Candela Lounge in the BX, Funk Flex. I might as well take time to get into everything, because when I know the America is listening, I'm going to promote. All right, let's get into this number 5, Hot 97.